Hi, and welcome back to today's Second Date Update. Today we're going to be cooking up some love.
Oh.
We're going to teach you how to do that. First, you take one part Andrea, and then mix in one part Dennis. And keep mixing for about an hour,
okay.
And then strain out the Dennis.
Oh.
And all you're left with is Andrea.
Oh, okay, still delicious.
Well, that wasn't love that we cooked up. That was a disappointment souffle. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Because Andrea is on the phone right now, and she wants to call a dude named Dennis. They went out to a cooking class. She said they had a great time. At the end of the evening, he said he was tired and had to get up early for work, so he left, gave her a hug, and they texted one time, and he said he'd like to go out again. But other than that, she has not heard from him at all in over a week, so we're going to figure out if he does actually want to see her again or if he's blowing her off. All right, Andrea, are you ready to go?
I'm super ready. I thought this guy might have some long-term potential, and I don't get it. So
yeah.
I want to get some answers.
I don't get it for you either. I'm hoping, like, best case scenario, he dropped his phone in the toilet and just hasn't been able to call you.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty dumb, but possible. Whatever it might be, I just want to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dennis.
This is him.
Dennis, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm doing well. Who is this?
Are you Dennis from the kickball team?
I might be, depending on who's asking.
Well, I'm asking, actually, on behalf of somebody who listens to our show.
Okay. Yes, I am Dennis from the kickball team.
Okay, sweet. Well, Dennis from the kickball team, I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask what happened. And Andrea from the other kickball team and then also from going to a cooking class with you is...
Oh, okay. So this is about Andrea.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to... know what's going on. Okay,
it's all good. I know it's confusing, but yeah, Andrea emailed us because she said that you guys went out on a date and she liked you a lot, but you've kind of been blowing her off.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it like that.
Were you meaning to get back to her and you just haven't had a chance to? Because she said the last thing you texted her is like, yeah, let's go out again, and then nothing.
To be honest, I kind of just said that.
Why?
So you didn't want to see her again?
No, it's not. Okay. I don't really know how to explain this. So I knew her from, like, playing her in kickball.
She told us that part.
Yeah. So when, you know, when you're playing kickball, like, you look completely different. Like, I was in shorts, everyone's sweaty, everyone's hair is up. Everyone is not their best look.
Right. So shouldn't that be a good thing if you find somebody on the opposite team that you're still attracted to when they're not, like, all
well,
made
yeah,
up?
Yeah, okay, but she looked... fine. I mean, like, she's great looking. But then when she shows up to the date, she looks immaculate. Like, if she was a 7 or 8 on the field, she was, like, a 15.
Wow!
That's
oh, I get it. So you don't want to call her back because she's incredibly attractive. That makes perfect sense.
Well, first of all, I was, like, way more incredibly nervous because I'm a very insecure person.
Okay, I guess you know that about yourself, so that's
yeah, you're secure
good.
Enough to know that you're insecure.
Yeah.
You're that self-aware.
What's made even worse was, okay, so we go to the cooking class, and I'm like, okay, you're going to mess this up, don't mess this up. I'm like, kind of, not petrified, but close to it. And I'm looking around, and I'm seeing all of these guys are, like, staring at her. So I'm kind of like, we kept dating or whatever. I'd be like, okay, so who's on your phone? Who are you texting? Like, I don't want to be that dude.
So wait, you're selling yourself right now, Dennis, as an insecure,
jealous
guy.
I mean, it's not something I would put on my resume, but yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's actually impressive that you're...
honest.
But what made that is worse was that she was like, we're just like talking about like past jobs that we had as we're like making lasagna. And she goes, oh yeah, no, I used to be a fashion model. Like, it's just like it was a casual thing. Like, yeah, I used to work for Barnum & Bailey's. Like, I used to be, you know, one of the tightrope walkers, you know? And I know that if we were dating, I would be completely jealous, and that would literally keep me up at night.
Oh, my God, I want to slap some confidence into you.
I'm not going to lie, it is kind of weird, but good for you, Dennis, for being, like, aware enough to know that it's going to be hard to date her because you're going to be jealous all the time.
Yeah.
it's like, I just don't like the way that it makes me feel of being a jealous guy. You know what I mean?
But it's not about the way other people feel about her. It's all about you and the way you feel about yourself, because you don't feel worthy enough to date her. You don't think she would choose you.
I am confident enough to date her. It would just make me a more jealous guy of all the people that would want to date her as well.
What you're saying is you wouldn't want to date her because whenever she's out, you'd be thinking about other dudes hitting on her. And then if you dated somebody who you think is less attractive to other people, you'd probably be less of a head case. Is that right?
Right. So I wouldn't be worried about all of these people that want to be with her.
So you try to look for someone who you think nobody would want to hit on in order to be happy in a relationship. That's what you need.
That would be great. That would actually work out for me.
What?
I mean, I can respect the honesty. I mean, you're not getting into a relationship with someone and then you're going to be jealous and then you're going to ruin both your time and her time.
But
I mean, nobody wants to be with a jealous person. I'm sure Andrea doesn't. Actually, you know what, Dennis? Let's ask Andrea because she's actually on the other line listening to this conversation. So,
wait, what?
Yeah, she's on the phone. So it'd be good to get her to weigh in on this. You there, Andrea?
Yes, I am. Hello there, Dennis.
Hi, Andrea. Okay, you should have told me that you were there before. Okay.
I've never heard anything like this before. Like, what?
I
don't know whether to laugh at you or feel bad for you or feel disgusted by you. Like, I think I feel all three things in one.
I'm with you on that one.
Well, so you feel all of those things because I was honest?
Okay.
Completely honest.
You are what's wrong with guys. You put so much value on looks. And why are you like a little boy who is scared to have an attractive girlfriend? Like, you should be proud.
No, I'm not.
And if let me finish talking. At least let me say two things before you dominate the conversation. You can't be confident and jealous at the same time, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
That's not possible.
Okay, are you finished?
Yes, thanks for asking.
You're so welcome. I'm glad this has been such a lovely discourse between me and you.
Oh,
no,
Jimmy.
You're telling me that you don't get hit on a lot?
What's the problem with that? It's not like I'm going to go sleep with every guy. I'm going to date you.
Yeah.
I thought your self-deprecating humor was kind of charming, and now I'm realizing, like, I seriously just dodged a bullet.
You're kind
of pathetic, dude.
Oh!
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I'm the pathetic one who called into a radio station because they couldn't get...
Man, this is good. I don't even want to interrupt this. You guys are good at arguing with each other.
Now the woman that's too hot is pathetic?
Honestly, though, like, it's so sad that guys just can't tell you the truth up front. I have to go call
them. Why does it have to be a difference between guys and girls? Give me a break. I'm not the one who called and was like, I want another day with this person.
I'm really glad that this all happened because you saved me from a giant, horrible... disgusting mistake.
Well, hold on, Andrea. You don't know yet. Andrea, you don't know yet for sure. Dennis, would you like to go on a second date with Andrea? We'll pay for it.
Why not? She was very attractive. <I'm kidding. laughs> No, I would not want to.
Shocker.
Wow. You know what? I would take a date with somebody else, though. A good guy who has some confidence and isn't scared to date a powerful woman. That's what I would like.
Okay. You're the one who called the radio station. You don't get to be like, well, yeah, you really saved me. Dodgeball. Yeah, okay. Just do that and shut up.
What? You just told me to shut up?
Yes, I did. I just told you to shut up. Tell me more about
you just want a woman you can dominate and control, and you are terrifying. You're like a sociopath.
Hey, both of you guys.
Wow.
Normally when we do these things, like someone on the phone usually is like, are we done now? And I have to ask both of you because now both of you guys are in control. Are we done? Can we finish this thing?
I have nothing more to say.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty clear, like, the problem with the situation, and it is clearly Dennis.
Okay.
I think that means we're done.
You guys can text each other after this.
Yeah, you guys can figure it out. I don't know. Lost control of this thing somehow, but you guys aren't going out again, right? I just want to be clear on that.
Yeah.
No!
Okay, got you. Thank you.
Look at
See you later.